You're listening to SBS News.
1 million of the world's plant and animal species are under threat of extinction. That's according to a landmark report from the Intergovernmental Science Policy Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services. Of the world's estimated 5.9 million land-based species, the report says more than 500,000 have insufficient habitat for long-term survival. More than 40% of amphibian species, almost 33% of reef-forming corals, and more than a third of all marine mammals are now also under threat. In Australia, three native species have become extinct in the last decade, and scientists say 17 more could be wiped out in the next 20 years. The United Nations-backed study was 3 years in the making and based on 15,000 scientific and government sources. Report co-chair Josef Settler says nature is declining at rates previously unseen in human history.
More species of plants and animals are threatened with extinction now than at any other time in human history. Life on Earth is deteriorating fast worldwide, and virtually all indicators of the global state of nature are decreasing.
IPBES Chair Sir Robert Watson says many in the scientific community are not surprised.
There is no doubt that this is certainly the most comprehensive report ever written, with an incredible amount of detail. But at the same time, we should recognise that the basic message is the same as what the scientific community has been saying for more than 30 years. Biodiversity is important in its own right. Biodiversity is important for human well-being, and we, humans, are destroying it.
The report listed human use of land and sea resources as being mostly to blame for the current trends, followed by direct exploitation of animals, climate change, pollution, and invasive species. It's been suggested relentless pursuit of economic growth around the world has been an additional contributing factor. Another co-chair of the report, Eduardo Brondicio, says countries should shift to holistic approaches if they want to increase citizens' quality of life.
Economic growth is a mean and not an end. We need to look for the quality of life of the planet and consider the inequalities that we have in front of us.
Humans are not in any short-term danger, the study says, but reversing current trends will require an overhaul of the way we produce and consume almost everything, especially food. More than a third of the world's land surface and nearly 75% of freshwater resources are now devoted to crop or livestock production. Mr. Brondizio says it's not too late to change things, but action must happen soon.
There's enough instruments, international agreements, local policies, local efforts that if more boldly deployed, those pathways to achieve the sustainable development goals are possible. The knowledge is there. We need to move to more bold implementation.
French President Emmanuel Macron attended the report's launch in Paris. He's pledging to work on new protection measures.
Changer, c'est difficile.
Change is difficult. It creates anxiety, but in the end we have the choice between two sorts of anxiety, the anxiety of the end of the world or the anxiety of changing one's habits. Change is never easy, but it happens through real transition and by helping out stakeholders, citizens and territories.
Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.